the four most badass presidents of all time. The stories you learned in school about some of America's most important presidents skipped a few details. Most of what you know about the guys whose faces are on the money in your pocket and the mountain in North Dakota were edited for the same reason health class edited out the best aspects of human sexuality. Because telling you the truth was far more likely to end with you putting someone's eye out. Number 4, Andrew Jackson. When the 1828 election rolled around, a lot of people were terrified when they heard Andrew Old Hickory Jackson was running. If you're wondering how a guy we're calling a badass got such a lame nickname, it's because he used to carry a hickory cane around and beat people senseless with it. And if you're wondering why he did that, it's because he was a freaking lunatic. Former Democratic Senator and Secretary of the Treasury, Albert Gallatin, feared a Jackson presidency because of the man's habitual disregard of laws and constitutional provisions. In other words, the guy was a loose cannon. 19th century Washington's answer to Martin Riggs. Sure, he probably didn't have an irate black lieutenant to answer to, or a weary partner who was too old for this shit, but he most certainly had a death wish. How do we know? Despite everyone's best efforts, Jackson was elected to the top office, and when he wasn't busy shaping the presidency as we know it today, you could find him out back, dueling. In case you haven't been to the 19th century lately, this unmanly-sounding activity involves standing across from an armed man and shooting at him while he in turn shoots at you. The number of duels that Jackson took part in varies, depending on which source you consult. Some say 13, while others rank the number somewhere in the hundreds, either of which is entirely too many times for a reasonable human being to stand in front of someone who is trying to kill them with a loaded gun. On one occasion, Jackson challenged a man named Charles Dickinson to a duel. The reason behind it wasn't important, not to us and certainly not to Jackson, and Jackson even politely volunteered to be shot at first. Dickinson happily obliged and shot Jackson, who proceeded to shake it off like it was a bee sting. When Jackson returned the favor, Dickinson was not so lucky, and that's why his face isn't on the 20. The bullet, by the by, remained in Jackson's body for 19 years, because he knew that time spent removing the bullet...